3JW and 4ZLK.
And 4ZLK, that's 4DJW.
I was wondering if you could had a contact number for Gary, or if you could text him. Just send him my number and have him call me sometime today.
Do I have your number?
Give it to you. 864, if you're ready. 864-907-2133.
Number 907-2133, is that right? Okay, I'll have him call you. You interested in buying more?
I have a 20-amp power supply that... It's a Yaesu 757 power supply goes with it. Runs the radio and the antenna tuner, and it powers everything else. But for some reason, when I plugged in the 857 last night, and it shuts off. It's got a safety switch. If it draws more than 25 amps, it shuts off and resets. And I can't figure out. It's got a 1.5 amp receive and a 22 amp if you're transmitting at full power. So I thought it should at least power up. So maybe I was thinking I might need a 30 amp power supply.
Well, sounds like one is drawing too much, or one is sensing that it's drawing too much before it actually is. But I'll give him your number, and I think Patrick is looking at those too. So just a heads up, he's looking at the power supplies as well.
I was thinking, well, maybe there's an initial higher draw to start up that radio, and once it's powered up, it uses less. But that's the only thing I can figure. I don't have a short anywhere. I checked everything.
Or it takes more to get it started than it does to keep it running.
I can figure, but I can't find a startup amp rating on it listed anywhere, even on the web. So. For what I saw, what Gary's got over there, it might be worth it.
You got any other equipment, like a 2-meter mobile rig, that you could put on that power supply to check it out?
And now I didn't transmit on it, but it fired right up with no issue. In fact, when I have it set up, I have the HF rig and a 2-meter all connected to it, and I've never had any issues.
Connections, make sure you don't have like high resistance in a connector that's doing the high, if you have resistance in a connection, it can draw a lot of current trying to get across that resistance. So you check your plugs and everything, make sure there's nothing loose.
You know how to check for continuity. And I had it set for 200 ohms, and I was getting like a 1-point-something reading between a couple of the, like, in the plug on the radio itself, between the positive and the negative. And I don't know, that was under, actually no, that was on the ohm reading. I was getting an open line, I mean, that was just on the continuity setting. On the ohm reading, 200 ohms, it was just showing an open, so I don't know.
No, I mean, if it gets hot. When it's working, whether or not it's a bad connection or not. I got the Yaesu 890-7D, and its connector on the back is a 6-pin connector. And sometimes it doesn't make good connection. Sometimes I have to remove it and plug it back in again to make it work.
Sometimes, and took it off and, made sure that the connectors weren't touching where it was, at the power supply. And I figured as many times as I did it, it should have made a good connection at some point. So I don't know. I'm hoping that's what it is. I know a little bit, but not enough. Not enough to figure. To go too deep on it.
Need any help? Don't hesitate to reach out. I've got a 50 amp power supply and a 70 amp power supply. I can validate your findings if that needs to happen, so you're not going to be left out in the cold.
Yeah, figured there'd be somebody, and I appreciate it. But, yeah, I mean, I can always, you know, move up to a 30 amp, and, you know, that'll always come in handy eventually someday. So thought I would try that for that price. It would be worth it. But, you know, everything, that radio, I don't think was ever even used. All the wires were wrapped up, still sealed in their plastic wrapping, with, you know, had never been even opened. So, you know, the plastic's on the screen and everything. I don't think the radio's even been plugged in.
You're probably right. Probably hasn't. But there's probably no warranty on the left either. I don't know where he got it. He may have purchased it directly from you. They do. He may have purchased it from like HRO or something like that. There's no telling. But anyway, we'll figure it out one way or another.
Warranty on it, but I think it would still work. Nothing sounds loose, so it tries to kick on. It just shuts that 20 amp power supply off. So that's my next thought, that maybe it's just not enough for the initial.
Well, that generator's too much for the power supply that you have.
Thinking.
They all do generate a spike when they first come on. It takes more to get them started than it does to keep them running. I've noticed that. Watch the power meter when I turn on the meter. They'll jump up, maybe 5 amps more than what they take the idle at. Just when you power them up.
But I was thinking, if it's supposed to receive at only 1.5 amps, that's quite a jump. And for that to reset at 25, or at least in the the manual for the power supply says if there's a spike of 100 or 25 amps or a draw of 25, it's got a little safety switch that'll shut off. So that's the only thing I can figure.
No, 25 amps power on. There's no way. And not unless somebody's got, a transmit button stuck on a microphone that's plugged in or something like that. Do you unplug the mic and try it?
Plug the faceplate and try it that way, and it does the same thing. So it's in the main body of the unit itself.
We can validate that if that 30 amp doesn't do the trick.
I tried to call Gary. He's probably, I don't know, he probably may not be up yet, but just have him, if you don't mind, send him my number and have him call me sometime. I'd appreciate it.
I'll do it.
On EchoLink yesterday, and you must have the master control, because everybody else sounded like they were on RF. You sounded like you were in my phone. If the amperage draws too much, and I plugged that radio in, and it would shut off every time I try to start it up, so I may need to go higher.
Connecting the other radio and running it independently?
definitely on there by itself.
Off that power supply at 20 amps when you fire it up? That does not sound right. That radio should not draw more than about 3 or 4 amps in stand, you know, just in receive mode.
This is 1.5 amps in receive and 22 amps at full 100 watt transmitting. But I was wondering if there was an initial startup draw that would cause that.
That's negative. I'll tell you what, I've got two 857s here, and if you wanted to bring yours by, let's set it up on my bench on a 35-amp power supply. We can sure see what it does.
Take you up on that. It's going to be a little while, though. We're going to be out of town this weekend for a few days. Won't be back till Wednesday, and then it'll be a couple weeks before I can work that out. But I might take you up on it for sure.
Got a full HF antenna with a 2-meter 440 antenna up on top of the building. We could set it up, jig it, and bench it, and make it run. Check it out, real good. So, and by the way, I believe I've got all the programming software. Well, but you've got the programming software too. So, man, we could sure run it full house if you want to. So, you open invitation. You just let me know.
That, and again, I might take you up on that because I'm not familiar with this radio, and I'm not an electrician. So I know a little bit, but not enough. I know just enough to make me dangerous.
Unless you have a PhD in electronics and a master's in programming, then you're not going to know everything about all electronics everywhere. It's just not humanly possible. There's just too much out there. So, believe me, there is a learning curve on everything you do.
And, you know, this is the first time I've run into an issue like this, so I've always had good luck with everything else. I always, you know, check everything, try to follow directions, but that's the only thing I could come up with is maybe there's an initial draw, and maybe there's not supposed to be, but must be something in the, Dave was saying, maybe the switch has got some resistance across it, or the connectors, so, but I'm not exactly sure how to check that.
When did you say you're leaving?
Saturday morning. I work today and tomorrow, and we're coming back Wednesday, and then I got to work next Thursday and Friday, so it'll be the weekend at least.
Because of the circumstances, it might be advantageous if you handed the radio off to either me or Dave and let us check it and see what's going on, see if it's just your power supply. That way you'd know immediately if you want to turn it back in.
I mean, that would be an option, but again, without either coming over really late or showing up really early, I'm kind of limited to a certain area. So maybe we could work something out.
What I'm thinking is I could come over that area on Friday morning, meet up with you, pick it up, and if I bring it back here, it's not going to take me much more than about an hour or so to find out if there's an issue with it. And, you know, if there is, and then I could take it back by over to Dave and let him look at it to confirm, and then Friday afternoon you could make a real decision, and that way there's, you know, no question about what's going where.
I put it back in the box. Everything's put up. I might just bring it with me tomorrow. If you're all right with that, I'd really appreciate it. I hate for you to have to do that, though. I could maybe even leave early and meet you somewhere.
thinking, hey, it was a chunk of change to put out. Matter of fact, I just about bankrupted myself yesterday, and I got to get in here, and I know one of the radios seems to be okay, but I got to get in here and bench a couple of radios that I bought and make sure they're all right. So, anyhow, I'm already in my shop this morning, just about to get ready to bench them.
See you later today, and maybe we can confirm up on that. I was wondering if, of course, now I may want to wait, but I was thinking, you know, it's a mobile unit. Maybe I could connect it up to the battery and just see what happens. But if it's drawing too much, I wouldn't want to damage something in the vehicle.
And what I've got is an MFJ adjustable regulated DC power supply. And it's not a switching power supply, so it has protections and fuses all through it. And, hey, we can get her figured out, son.
Good. I'll get back with you later today, or if you haven't heard from me, I've got your number, so I can get a hold of you.
Roger, roger. Oh, by the way, that is a 35-amp power supply.
Take care of it. I was looking. Gary's got a couple 30-amp. Power supplies on there. That was going to be my next step. I can always use it in the future. I was thinking about buying one and checking it out.
You do know that you can never have enough ham radio gear.
For that, I have plenty on my wish list.
Sure. All right, bud. Well, listen, I'm gonna jump. You just text me and let me know what you want to do about tomorrow morning, and we'll hook up if you want to, and then go from there. So you be careful out there in the sogginess today. Anytime it rains like this, the nitwits come out. So 73s, K and 4 VWA. I'm clear after your final, big guy.
Appreciate it. Good to hear you this morning, and I'll get back with you. N4 is at LK Mobile, 73. I checked when it did it. So they both look good, and they're 25 amp too, I believe.
And you did pull them out and make sure there were fuses in there. You didn't like put a mini in there instead.
I did. I pulled them out and looked at them, and they looked like they were still intact.
That's light at the end of the tunnel. So if it was a dead short, then that power supply would have to be really, really fast to outrun those fuses.
K4 VWA. Hey, Dave, when we opened that up, Shane and I swear, the head control, it looked like it had never been out of its packaging. The only thing that I can think of maybe is he's got some resistance build up, or you know, from contacts or something that have just been so long since it haven't been used, you know, maybe across the connection on the PL250 or the 239 going out to the 59, or you know, something of that nature. So you know, beyond that, he may have a power supply.
I've got the 897 version of that, the backpacking one, and it'll put out as much power. And sometimes it's got a 6-pin connector on the back, the power connector. It's one of those 6-pin connectors, and it's not as good as some of the other radios that I've got, because sometimes it'll just shut off, and I have to reach back there and unplug it, plug it back in, and then everything works fine. Which means it could be a source of high resistance at some point.
Yeah.
Put your hand on it. If it's getting hot, that means it's not making good contact, and that might be what the power supply is sensitive to. That may be the power supply is very, very sensitive to something similar to that. But anyway, we'll get it figured out one way or another.
him to meet up in the morning, and if he can manage that, I'll have the radio tomorrow, and I was going to bring it up here and bench it. I don't know if you heard any of our conversation earlier.
I did. I was over here. Yeah, I got to get ready to go out and meet Brian Braxton, I think is his name. I got to meet him up at Hobby Lobby in an hour and a half. So I was just getting ready for that. But he wants to look at that G90. But Shane, if it doesn't work well, you'll get your money back. We'll ship it off to Yazoo and get it fixed and then bring it back. And then if you still want it, then we'll go from there. We'll make it right one way or another.
I wasn't worried about that. But yeah, I don't know what I'm trying to say. My son's texting me and I'm trying to think of too many things at once. But I really appreciate it, guys. Steve, I'll get back with you. And Steve, I think Dave is listening all the time. So he's always in the background. But that's a good thing. All right, guys, let me call my son. Thanks for the help. N4ZLK.
Be careful out there multitasking in this weather, bud. Be safe. Dave, I'll talk to you later, and if I do go over and pick it up in the morning, I'll make sure I get you know what I'm doing, okay?
I appreciate it, Steve. No problem. I appreciate your help. I really do. I'll let you go. Go ahead and check yours out, too. I'm talking on the one that I got, so it's working. So let me know as you go through the 74DJ numbers.
Hey, did you pick up that 400?
That's what I'm talking on now. Yep, I paid her for it last night.
It was a foregone conclusion. You were over there drooling over it when I was there. It does it look as nice as it does in the pictures? Does that one have the color display? Sweet. All right, bud. All right, well, I'll probably catch you sometime through the day. Be careful out there in this muck. So, anyhow, 73, K4, BWA, clear.